My name is Evangelist Paul Babamoon from Christ for All Souls International Ministries, Holy Ghost Fire Front Crusade, situated at number 49 Community Road off Agopala Square, last bus stop, Okota, Lagos, Nigeria. This hour, I have the privilege of the Spirit of the Living God to send this message across into your continent, into your country, into your state, into your region, into your city, into your town, into your urban area or rural area, into your village, into your hamlet, into your clan, into your individual life, into your individual marriage. And I'm convinced within me, upon me, around me, that this message, by God's grace, will go a long way to bless you, to heal you, to deliver you, to enlighten you, to impart God's wisdom and knowledge of what is life, what is death, and what it is for somebody to have everlasting life, everlasting time of life, and death of time, and time of death, and everlasting death. And it will bless you all together for you to come out of the ignorance of so many humanistic messages you'll be hearing on TV. Sorry, message of decorating the prison cell, not message of setting you free from the prison cell. I believe this message will set you free from the prison cell, not to decorate your prison cell. And the message is titled, Life of Time and Life of Eternity. Life of time and life of eternity. We have two kinds of life that we live. The other one is after death. We will have the privilege to go into that one. But the one we are having the privilege to live in it now is called life of time. Life of time of cars, life of time of house, life of time of houses, life of time of mansions, life of time of good wives, good beautiful wives, life of time of women, life of time of fornication, life of time of cheating, life of time of influence and happiness, life of time of travel, life of time of eating, life of time of feeding on whatever good of your choice, life of time of stealing, life of time of drinking, life of time of robbery, life of time of embezzling state money, country money, life of time of being a president and stealing embezzling money, life of time of being a governor and stealing embezzling money, life of time of being a president and being good to make people to live well. Life of time, we have life of time here on this earth. But the bad news for you as concerned life of time is that it's expirable. It's life that is subject to an end. It's life that's subject to destruction. Because anything that we cease to live and that will come to an end, that will no longer be seen anymore, is something that is destroyed out of the face of the existence of planet. So life of time is life that is expirable. If it is expirable, it is subject to destruction. It is corruptible. It will later corrupt and it will die. And because it will die, it dies to be destroyed. It dies to cease to be what lives. So it's life that is subject to destruction. It's life that is expirable. It's life that is dieable. That's the life of time. And now we are talking about eternity. What is life of eternity? Eternal life, life that has no end. In glory, it has no end. In blessing, in riches, in honor, in beauty, in prosperity, in good health, in peace, in joy. It has no end. It has no end. It has no end. In laughter, it has no end. In peace and glory, it has no end. In splendor, it has no end. It is eternal. It is unending life. That is what life, eternity means. And that is the purpose why Jesus came into this world. Not because of life of time, but because of life of eternity. That is to say, because of eternal life is all the reason that brought Jesus Christ to this earth. If it were to be, because of life of time, it wouldn't have come. Because already people have had life of time. Life of time is a fallen life. Life of time, the everlasting spirit, is a life that is just parable. Now, as we have life of time and life of eternity, we have also death of time and death of eternity. So the coming of Jesus Christ into this world is for two, is for three reasons. What are those reasons? Reason to save us from life of time into life, into everlasting life, or into eternal life. Life to save us from life of death of time into everlasting life or eternal life. Life to save us from life of the everlasting destruction into everlasting life. So Jesus Christ to save us from three areas of things that have been programmed by the devil to destroy us. What are those things? The fact that you are living now. Does not mean that life is guaranteed that it will be forever, except you have Jesus Christ in your life. What is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is of all everlasting spirit. Is of everlasting, all everlasting spirit. Jesus says something in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 3. Jesus said, "The flesh proveth nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. The word I'm speaking to you, they are spirit and life." What kind of spirit is this? Is it falling everlasting spirit? No. Is it that everlasting spirit? No. All everlasting spirit. That is everlasting spirit. Spirit that will never die. Other spirit will die. Man's spirit will die. Devil's spirit will die. Because it will fall. When it falls, it dies. Man's spirit is dying. He's dead already. So God's spirit is only spirit that does not die. And he gives life. And life that he gives is everlasting. Man's spirit gives life. Life that he gives is dying life. Devil's gives life. Devil's spirit gives life. The spirit, the life that the spirit of devil gives, he's also a terrible life and a fallen life and life that will later become no life eternally. So three areas Jesus has come to save us. My message is that you, life of time and life of eternity. Death of time and death of eternity. Now, the Bible says in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Spirit of everlasting life, in the person of Jesus Christ, in the flesh Son of Jesus Christ, that whosoever receives him or believes him should not perish." Because if you don't have him, you will perish. You will die. And beyond death, you will perish. Beyond perish, you will cease to exist and go to eternity of no existence. That is what it means. It will not be a person. Now, for God so loved the world that he sent or he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him, receives him into his or her life or their lives, should not die or perish, but should have everlasting life. A lot of people don't reason. They don't put it into consideration. What does everlasting life mean? Why is it the reason? Why is it the concern of God? Why should it be God's concern to have sent Jesus Christ into this world for because of everlasting life? Don't we have life before? Yes, we have life. But the truth is that the life that we are having, before Jesus Christ came, his life of time, his life that is available. With cars, with whatever you have, with that life is expiring. As soon as you are expired, whatever you have alongside with that life is expired. The cars, the houses, the wives, the children is expired. And let me tell you, Even though they don't physically expire while you die, they will also expire because they are subject to treatment. Everything is subject. Everything of the body of physical on this physical planet, or everything that is physical on this earth, on this planet earth, is subject to everlasting destruction, is eternally expiring. Therefore, life of time does not want it. Even though I have Jesus Christ, because at that life of time may take you to 100 years, 120 years, the limit. After 120 years, then you are tired of even living. You don't want to, you don't enjoy anything in God. Because every system of life is against you, the natural law is against you, it's against your system, it's going to not carry it anymore. What you are praying for is death. Now, the death of time also is there. The death of time is quite different from the death of or everlasting death or the death of eternity. So now, there's nothing you can do to escape the death of time, because the life of time will usher your hand, will hand over you to death of time, and death of time will hand over you to death of eternity. Now, what will save you from death of eternity is having Jesus Christ, whom God said, I'm not man saying, the Bible said, for God loves you in the world, for God loves the world. The world that God is married to, if I want to say, is the world. Because in the beginning was the world, what was with God, and what was God, and without him was nothing. When the same was with God in the beginning, and with that the world was not made that was made. In the world was life, and the life was the light of man, and the life showing that darkness cannot comprehend it. Verse 14 says, and the word became flesh, and we behold his glory, as the glory of only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who is the word? Jesus Christ. What is that one? One? Life and spirit. What kind of spirit? Everlasting spirit. What kind of life? Everlasting life. So the world was what everything in this world that we call WORLD is about the world. There's nothing there. The system of corruption, the system of evil and corruption, sin on the face against the world is what is called the world. But everything about what you call the world is the world, WORLD. So for God so loved WORLD, because WORLD is you, and it's me, it's everybody, that he sent his only begotten Son into this world, that whoever believes him, receives him, should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Not life of time, and should have everlasting life. Not from death of time to everlasting life. From death of eternity, which is from everlasting death to everlasting life. Because if you don't have Jesus Christ, you already have life of time. Life of time will die, will expire, and hand over you to death of time, and death of time also will expire and hand over you to death of eternity. Now, in death of eternity, that is where you finish. You are no more anything existing. You are no more anything living. You are dead eternally. For that not to happen, God sent Jesus Christ into this world. Now, I want to correct certain things that people normally say, that Jesus Christ came into this world that you may have money, that you may have this. No. That world is a Muslim. So many people in the world, they are not Christian, they are Buddha, they have Shinto, yet they have money. So if it is because of having Jesus Christ that will make you to have money, you will have questioned the authority of what makes Japanese to have money, what makes Chinese to have money. They worship Buddha, Japanese worship Shinto dragon, which is the metaphor of the depiction of the devil in the Bible, because Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 11 says, and there was one Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and in the dragon that we are running away from, that we call the devil, that we should not have any relations with, is what the Japanese are worshiping, and they are still excelling in blessing, in prosperity and riches, in economic power, in every comfort of life. Why? It doesn't matter, because what answers that question is in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 36, that says, For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You can, without Jesus Christ, gain the whole world of women, the whole world of cars, the whole world of houses, the whole world of breakthrough success, job, the whole world of riches, the whole world of anything that you desire, that you want, through whatever evil power of evil spirit, through whatever cognizant that will be destroyed and burnt ashes, you can have them. But if you don't have Jesus, that well remains, Jesus says it's possible for you to have the whole world without him. But not half of the world, not 3% of the world, the whole, you can have them. But I lose your soul. What is your soul? Your soul is the life you live. After you live, your soul is the life you live in eternity. Well, there are two eternities. Where you will live as a soul being. Soul being means your spiritual self. After death is what is called soul. Your physical body before death, your physical life before death is what is called body. Your spiritual self before after death is what is called soul. Your physical self before death is what is called body. Now listen, where will you? And your physical self before death, which is your body, is bound to die, is bound to expire, and that it will just be for a time. For a time, that's why I say you have already had the opportunity to live life of time. But Jesus has come to save you from life of time into life that has no end. That is where your spiritual self will live forever in glory, in peace, in riches, in prosperity. As there are riches in the physical realm, there are riches in the spiritual realm, and there are glory in the spiritual physical realm. There are everything that you have in the physical realm, you have them in the spiritual realm. And that when you have Jesus Christ, you will have those things everlastingly, perpetually. You will have them. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Your death and your exit and death after this world, from this planet here, is what determines the eternity you are going to. There are two eternities: the eternity home of God and the eternity home of the devil. The eternity home of God is eternity home of life. The eternity home of the devil is eternity home of death. That's devil. That is eternity home of everlasting death, which is the devil, and the eternity home of everlasting life, which is God. So if I have Jesus Christ, I will go to eternity home of life, which is God. And that is why Jesus boldly and plainly said in the book of Gospel of John, which no man had ever said in life or in any scripture, he said in the Gospel of John chapter 14:6, he said, "He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to eternity home of life, that is God, which God is, except through him." Now, I want to show you something here that you will understand as we get this message. As we have life of time, we have life of eternity, then we have death of time, we have death of eternity. Let me see, I wrote something here that the Holy Spirit explained to me here. Hear it. He said, you live the life of time with your physical material body, and you go to the death of time with your physical immaterial body. You go to the life of eternity with your living soul, and that is with your spirit, with your living spiritual self, and you go to the death of eternity with your dead soul, with your dead spiritual self. Where you have your spiritual self is dead, is inactive, is crippled, is dead, is darkened, he has lost the sense of being. That is where you will go after death. And the reason why Jesus Christ came into this world is for three reasons. The reason is for him to save you from time of death, from life of time into everlasting life, from death of time into everlasting life, and from death of eternity, from death of eternity also into everlasting life. Three reasons. Not after that, there's nothing else. So today I am asking you with all concern of God's mercy and love for you to have Jesus Christ in your life and to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know why? Because there's something I want to tell you here. If you go to the whole eternity of the devil, his whole eternity of torments and suffering, it has happened in the book of Luke, chapter 16, beginning from verse 24 or 29, and 24, 25, that someone was called a beggar, Lazarus, and he died, and angels carried him unto the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man died, and was and in he heard, he went, he found himself in the hellfire, being tormented, and he opened his eyes and said, Father Abraham, I beg your mercy of me, that you have me ask as Lord to dip his finger into the water, to drop it into my tongue and cool my thirsty, my torment here. What happened? In hell is a place of torment and suffering. In that everlasting suffering and torment. Heaven is a place of everlasting peace and comfort. So heaven is with this everlasting peace and comfort. Is where God wants you to go to go to. God never wanted you to go to hell. And now, if all that matters to you is immaterial life, what I call immaterial life of God and so on, will only keep you to live life of time, but what of eternal life, except you have Jesus Christ. And if I say Jesus Christ, am I asking you to have Jesus Christ? Religiously, philosophically, ideologically, no. I'm asking you to have Jesus Christ into your life. Believe him spiritually. What does it mean to say spiritually? Believe what Jesus Christ did. Believe Jesus Christ in as a lifestyle, as a spiritual character of God. Jesus never told lies. He paid the price to better the lives of the people. He loved everybody as he loved himself. Let that be what you will also do. Because in conclusion, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37, he said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. He said, that is the first and great commandment. The second commandment is just like the first one. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said, upon this hang all the prophets and the law. Upon this hang all the law and the prophets. That without this, there's no law. The law is useless. The prophet is useless. It has no law. Now, what am I saying? The spiritual life of Jesus Christ is what God says receive into your life. The spiritual life of Jesus Christ is the life that paid the price to better other lives. Not life that came the price from others to better his life. Most of the life you are living in Nigeria, in Africa, is life to take the price from others. And then I say religion. Religion is a I told you what religion is about. It's an ideology. It's a thought of human, it's a thought of human spirit that people have secretly entered into, that people have secretly entered into, enter in covenant with, to do what? That people have secretly entered in covenant with, to kill, hold people a prey, attack, destroy any their opponents for their own selfish end and defense. That is, and later it ends up in cultism. Religion always starts as an ideology. And after that, in the middle, it becomes religion. And after, when you go properly into the end of what they call religion, what you find there is cultism. That's why I call religion God outside, devil inside. Jesus Christ is God outside, God inside. When you have him outside you, you have God, inside you have God. I pray that you will believe this message and it will go a long way to make you a candidate of everlasting life. In Jesus' mighty name, I say it.